Gemara says in Daf Chesam and Aleph, Amar le Humer Rabbanon Ravam Mimaidem Mechatavis Eitzim Dershus Dama Mechatavis Eitzim Dersuka Mechatavis Eitzim Maaracha Vafilo Achi Amar Chmer Legli. So maybe we're talking about a Chatavis Eitzim of a mitzvah, like chopping down the wood for the sukkah, and Afal Pichin is Golus. So we see that even by a mitzvah, there's still going to be a chi of Golus. And the answer is Amar le Kibni Matzah Chotav Enuchait La Mitzvah Hashanami La Mitzvah. Since that if you found that the Eitzim already cut down, there's no mitzvah to cut them. So obviously there's no mitzvah to be chayt of eitzim. So even now when you happen to be cutting them, it's not a mitzvah, being that you could do without it. That does not have a din of a mitzvah at all. And Rashi says over here, B'dibur maschol hashanami, he says, hashanami kiloi matzah chatuva eina chatava mitzvah el asiyas asukah. It's like Rashi, even now when you do have to chop down the wood, it's not a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah in the chatava. It's only the asiyas asukah itself, which is a mitzvah, but chopping down the wood is not a mitzvah. Now the Achronim are medayik from this Rashi. It's Rashi from Rashi. The Rashi held that asiyas the sukkah is a mitzvah. The building of the sukkah is a mitzvah, which is a gvald gechidah. The Pasha says there's no mitzvah in asiyas the sukkah. The other mitzvah is to live in the sukkah, but the asiyah itself is just a hechsher mitzvah ba'alma, but it's not a actual mitzvah. But from Rashi's lashon, Rashi says the chatav is not a mitzvah, but the asiyas the sukkah is a mitzvah. It's pretty clear that he held that building the sukkah itself is a mitzvah, which is a gvald gechidah, and it's also tzarichian because the same svar that we say over here, that the chatav is eitzim is not a mitzvah, because in matzah chatav einu chaytav, if you already have eitzim cut down, you don't have to cut down eitzim. You could say that legabi the sukkah as well. In matzah sukkah, in a tzarech living the sukkah, if you have a sukkah, you don't have to build it. So that lechayr should be a raya that building the sukkah is not a mitzvah. So tzarech, and what's the chilik between asiyas the sukkah and the chatava? And some achronim want to say that maybe asiyas the sukkah is different because the Torah mentions it beferish in the pasuk. It says chag sukkah is tas loch, refers to the asiyah of the sukkah, being that the asiyah is mentioned in the pasuk beferish. That gives it a din of a mitzvah, even though matzah pashas, if you found a sukkah, you don't have to build it. But if the Torah says a beferish, then because of that, it has a din of a mitzvah. But luli deverma, I was thinking that maybe it can be madcha Rashi, that there's talking out a raya from Rashi b'chlal, that asiyah the sukkah is a mitzvah. Maybe you have to read Rashi a little bit differently. It doesn't mean to say eina chatav a mitzvah ele asiyah the sukkah. He's not saying the chatav is not a mitzvah, rather asiyah the sukkah is a mitzvah. But read it like this: eina chatav a mitzvah ele asiyah the sukkah. So actually, the chatava is not a mitzvah. All it is asiyas sukkah. In other words, that's what Rashi is saying. Don't think the chatava is a mitzvah because it's matzah chatava and chaytav. So we don't view it as a mitzvah. We just view it as part of the asiyas sukkah. And just like asiyas sukkah is not a mitzvah, chatava is not a mitzvah either. So if you read it like that, then fakir, there's no raya from Rashi that asiyas sukkah is a mitzvah. It's a raya fakir. Rashi's goof is saying it's not a mitzvah, and the chatava is also not a mitzvah, because by both of them you say the svara that in matzah chatava and chaytav.